This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Antonio Brown burned all the bridges over the weekend.
Might have a point or two.
And Kevin is now an Antonio Brown fan. 877-881-1053.
I don't know if I would say that.
Was
but...
Antonio Brown right?
Okay, so I don't know what the hell's going to happen next because, like, today he enrolled in classes at Central Michigan, so who knows?
He wants that degree,
wants
man.
That college degree, since he's no longer employable in the NFL. But he essentially said over the weekend, he goes, I'm done. He tweeted out, will not be playing in the @NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the @NFLPA hold them accountable. Sad they could just void guarantees anytime, going on $40 million, 2 months. We will see if they pay up. They won't.
Right.
I'll go ahead and give you a heads up. If you're waiting for that, you're not going to see the vast majority, if any, of that money. And so I thought he was just kind of complaining. I was like, oh no, you can't play in the NFL anymore because you might have some problems. Your life is tough. But then he made some pretty good points that I was like, is it possible that I'm absolutely on Antonio Brown's side in all of this? So he tweeted out and said, I'm going to go after everybody. Robert Kraft got caught in the parlor. AB speculations fired. Different strokes, different folks, clearly. I mean, like, I get the biggest difference is, like, the guy that owned the team wasn't going to fire himself. But
okay,
he does have an interesting point that the one guy was caught in the sex parlor where it looked like there might have been sex trafficking of human beings going on. And people were like, yeah, we'll all get over that eventually, but Antonio Brown gets accused of something, you're out.
By the way, did that just go away for Robert Kraft?
Pretty much.
No,
he paid a fine.
What was it?
Let me check.
$1 million?
Probably something irrelevant.
$100, like, and a speeding ticket?
And mind you, you got to remember, the Robert Kraft thing is not just about the fact that he liked to go get the rub and tug. The fact was, he was supporting what was, in its essence, a human trafficking ring, right? Like, that was the accusation that was levied.
It looks like the fine was a maximum of $500,000.
Okay.
But he got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but the NFL, because it's their 100th year and because they protect the owners, just moved on from it.
And also, it's kind of like tough to reprimand an owner. Like, this is one thing that's been interesting is when they've tried to, it's like, oh yeah, we suspend you from showing up to your games.
It's, yeah, well, and it's your business.
Right, you know, like, this
is
my business. Still show up.
Yeah, this is my business. I am an owner. I run part of this business. I run a 32nd of this business. Is that how it is? A 32nd?
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Irsay, all his crazy stuff too. You know, those two situations. And then, yeah, so I see what you're saying with Antonio Brown here. He does have a little ground to stand on to say, look, man, that's something. There's a double standard there. And, well, there always has been.
And he definitely wasn't done either. And then he went after Shannon Sharp. And he said, Shannon Sharp's the funny guy on TV still after this. Back in 2010, his girlfriend filed a restraining order against him, said that he sexually assaulted her and threatened her life. To which point, Shannon Sharp just so cleverly responded by calling him Clowntonio. Yeah, dude, good comeback.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that's kind of weird, too, that he is just hanging out on TV talking about the NFL. Then, of course, the biggest one of all, 4 games for Big Ben. Crazy world. I'm done with it. I mean, in the Big Ben Roethlisberger, that's a whole different set of things where people just accept that we're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame that may well have sexually assaulted somebody, if not worse, if not for the fact that a Steelers owner who owned the bar helped the key piece of evidence magically disappear the day before the trial.
I'm interested, Kevin. The he didn't play with Shannon Sharp.
No.
He did play for Robert Kraft for a game. He did play with Ben Roethlisberger. So those two people, I can
understand.
I
don't know what the connection is with him and Sharp.
Are there other incidents that he wanted to get after? But the other thing, too, though, is this is a – how many games has he been suspended by the NFL?
None.
This is a guy that, because of his actions beyond just one incident and those texts that you saw.
Yes, which were bad.
Because of those things, that's why he's getting the treatment that he's getting. I mean, he did bring a lot of this on himself here. Forcing his way out of Oakland the way he did, forcing his way out of the Steelers the way he did. He seems like a lunatic.
I am most certainly not here to argue that Antonio Brown is an innocent bystander in any of this. I think that you're right, and he did bring all, or most, if not all, of this on himself. However, I do kind of see his point about how, like, certain people get charged with similar, if not worse, things, and people seem to turn their head. Like, you could make a strong argument that what's happening with the Robert Kraft situation was really, really almost equally as bad. I don't, like, want to compare them because that seems weird, but it's still pretty horrible, and everyone's just like, well, what can you do? And, like, the thing with Ben Roethlisberger is just as bad, and people are like, well, you know, he won a Super Bowl. And so, like, we just kind of moved on from that. And so that's the part where I do think that he has a point. You know what the sad part about the suspension is? And this is where the NFL is so stupid to me. If he gets put on the commissioner's exempt list, they can suspend him for, let's just say they suspend him for 10 games. You know what will happen with that? He could serve that 10-game suspension while not on an NFL roster. And then a team...
Isn't that what Greg Hardy did?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then a team can just pick him up and sign him and no suspension.
Huh.
Like, that's ridiculous that, like, this system is in place to really send home a message. And then what'll happen is, well, you could just hang out, do your classes at Central Michigan and all that, and, like, serve your suspension while nobody wants to touch you anyway because you're radioactive. And then once all that calms down, because inevitably our society will move on to the next outrage or whatever, and then they'll pick you up and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Although, like, that's the strength and simultaneously the strength and the weakness of his argument here, right? Like, the idea is not you are being treated differently. Like, what he's saying is, he's pointing out all these situations in which, like, the NFL and our society have acted similarly all the way around, and he didn't even name a lot of other people that you can talk to. When it comes to these issues, we're not good at this. And I say we, meaning us in general, but the NFL particularly, they're not good at this. The idea is just let's lay low and let this thing blow over. The problem with AB, as you mentioned, is that he wouldn't shut up and let it blow over. I mean, the Patriots were willing to play. In fact, they did play him against the Dolphins when this had come to light. The problem was he kept talking.
Yeah, if those messages, and that's the thing where I hope nobody else does pick him up so he gets like a minute to kind of deal with the repercussions or potential repercussions of all of this. If none of those text messages would have come out, it wouldn't have made a lick of difference.
Like, you say the text messages. This is about the tweets and the Instagram and like those things almost more than those.
Video. Like, Kevin, I think that's the other thing, too. Like, the Patriots moved on from him. That's the last resort team, right? That's the last resort team that's like, this coach thinks he can work with anybody.
Sure.
What coach is looking at Tomlin and Gruden and saying, man, did you see how he embarrassed them? Please bring that guy to my team. Even the Patriots had to move on. So, but you're right. And Reggie, you're right, too. The NFL is bad at their levels of who's important, who's not. What issues to take and what issues to just leave alone and brush under the rug. The NFL's bad at it because they've done it for so long and there's so many players with problems. You know, there are 53 guys on every roster. And, there, you know, there's more to go along with that with every single team. And they're like, okay, you're right. We can just move on with the next thing that happens. We'll just let it happen and we'll move on from it. And that story will go away unless these reporters keep digging and then we're in trouble. You know, and that's why he was playing for the Patriots.
You know, it's funny that it is really fascinating that you use that last particular example, because if the reporters keep digging, there could be trouble for them too. Because one of the other things that he tweeted out was system working effectively, with a link to a tweet from the Daily Beast that Patriots fans threatened a Sports Illustrated writer who revealed a second sexual harassment claim. So, like, I took that as sarcasm and not a weird threat to go after journalists. But, like, that's another thing that's really bizarre. Hey, you uncovered that the player on my team might have sexually assaulted somebody. I'll show you. Like, that is a weird society that we live in, when your thought is not, you should stop sexually assaulting people. The thought is, you should stop investigating the sexual assault for this person who's good at catching the football.
Yeah, how are we going to win a Super Bowl if you guys keep talking about this story? We have to win more Super Bowls. No days off.
That's
the community that the Patriots have been able to build.
And that's the other thing that I hate about all this. The Patriots are just walking away, and nothing's going to happen.
No, nothing's going to happen. By the way, if Antonio Bryant's quiet and serves
Brown.
Did Antonio Bryant do here?
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
I mean, it happens.
Sorry.
He's just tweeting out contract stuff.
Right. So Brown stays quiet, serves a suspension, whatever it is. Is he playing for another NFL
Absolutely.
Team?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Without question.
I don't.
He might still be playing for the first NFL team if he is quiet.
He can't stay quiet, though. That dude cannot stay quiet. Hence, and nobody in his corner is telling him to be quiet either.
Well, I mean, they probably are. The problem is, like, we really have to – we have real questions about what Antonio Brown is between the ears.
See, that's what I think my best job in life would be. I would get fired at it a lot, but I would still be super effective, as I would be realistic hype man. Like, I would be in your crew, and I would hype you up whenever you needed to, but I would also be like, hey, man, you need to shut the hell up right now.
But I don't know if you saw Dez's tweet about the existence recently. It was on Sunday night. And he was like, look, a lot of the players in the NFL went through the same lifestyle of growing up. And when we got here, we didn't have family in our corner. We didn't have people that were pulling for us. All we had were a bunch of liars that we had to figure out who was lying and who was being honest.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult for athletes to have a certain kind of upbringing and then only have people that are telling them good things about them all the time, just because, hey, that guy's my check. That's my gravy train right there. And so I don't think there is anybody, Kevin, that is that hype man that is also going to tell him, you need to calm down, because why would you surround yourself with negative people? Why would you surround yourself with people that are going to be honest with you? When you don't have to. I don't have to listen to your honesty.
And I think by the time people realize that they needed that person, it's usually too late. Like, it's not too late for him. It's just this first phase, it's too late. Like, now I think he realizes he probably could have used that person, and it's too late. So I hope he picks that person up this time.
From the 214 XFL, Andrew Luck, Gronk, Dez, Antonio Brown.
Man, this Dallas team is going to be awesome.